he didn't want to be a renter. That's what they call him, you know, that mm-hmm. rented it, you know, all his life. So he bought this farm.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought it from Fort Mac, which is Jesse
Mac's
daddy. Mm-hmm. And then he moved where Jesse lives at now, and that's where he reared his family. But my dad raised all of us, and there was 10 of us. 13 in all, but 10 to be grown.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I was the first girl.
Yeah.
And there was 8 boys ahead of me.
To be a renter.
But anyway, that's where we grew up. And of course, all of them are scattered now. There's only 2 of us living in Irving County. I have one brother in in Richmond Hill, which is out from Savannah. I don't know what county that is, but anyway, that's where he reared his family. And then I have 3 brothers. My oldest brother is 80 years old, and he still lives in Mims, Florida, and so does the other 2 brothers. And there's 7 of us now still living.
Well, that's a lot out of 13.
That's a lot out of 13,
really?
Yeah. Because I had 2 to get killed in car wrecks when they were younger men.
Mm-hmm.
So there was 10 of us that lived to be grown, though.
How many of your girls in the
family? 2, 3.
3, and then?
They're 2 younger than me.
And then how many boys?
There was 7 boys.
7.
Well, there was 12. No, there was 10 boys in all.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But there was only 7
and
to be grown.
What did your father do?
He farmed.
Farmed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had a 175-acre farm over there.
My goodness.
And,
that's... And your mother was just your home wife, and you had to take care of the children.
Well, he told her lots of times. Way back then, a lot of the women worked in the fields, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They took the children and put them under the shade or what have you. But my dad wouldn't have none of that. But he had a bunch of boys anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you got your hands full at the house. And if you'll, you know, keep the house and keep food on the table, that'll give you a good job. And he didn't. And she was an outdoorsy type. She'd have went there if he'd have let her. Because she'd love to get out and do things like that.
Yeah.
But he said, no. You stay at the house. If you have time, you go visit your neighbor.
Did y'all have a little garden there that your mother had, as well as big farm?
Oh, yeah. We had a garden year-round at my Apple house.
Year-round?
Year-round, my daddy had a farm. I had a garden. You see, in the summertime, you grew, well, just about anything that you wanted to have to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in the wintertime, it was just some things, which would be turnip greens, cabbage, collards, well, he would also put out onions and things like that to come along.
And that grew in the winter?
That grew in the winter. Yes, it would.
That shows my ignorance of farming. I didn't know that things grew in the winter down here.
Oh, you might.
I mean, trees, of course, and grass, but I didn't know that.
You might run and plant something, and it might come hard to freeze than you thought, and it might get killed.
Uh-huh.
But he went right back and planted him some more. And we always had a strawberry patch.
Oh, not yeah.
Well, and we also, he grew cane. Now, that was just for syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And for children to chew.
Oh.
Ooh, that was
yeah, that was your candy, I guess.
You are so right. And we, some of the boys might snitch one, you know, to try it out before he thought it was right. But we mostly just waited until he would go down there and break one down and bring it to the house.
Oh.
And that turned us loose. Back then, that was, they don't grow it now. I don't know why they let it go out or what have you. But you don't find sugar cane like that. It was just as soft, you know, as it could be.
Yeah.